The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Glad to have you with us here on the program. I'm joined by Alan Becker. I want to give you Alan's phone number as we start the show today. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. And Alan, I thought I'd start our show today by asking you and our listeners to take a quick trip down memory lane. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to hit some of those significant milestones in your life. Remember all the uncertainty you had when you faced graduation? You went off into the real world. That, for you, that was the Navy, right?
Yeah, pretty scary time.
Okay, but you had a great experience. Now, I want to take you to another experience. How about the day you got married? That was a pretty big transition, right?
Exciting, but also equally as scary.
Yeah, right.
You now know what the future holds, right?
And now for the scariest of all, you're the dad of three boys. How about when your first child was on the way?
You're taking me down some really tough memories.
Yes, and
good ones.
No instruction manual that they sent you home from the hospital with, right? So, you know, here's another transition, that transition to retirement. And for a lot of our listeners out there, it brings up a lot of big questions, many that have to do with money, your financial well-being. Well, Alan's going to help you with those today. So we're going to help you shed some light on some of the most important questions that you really need to be asking yourself before you retire. But we're also going to guide you through the process of answering each of those questions. Because Alan, correct me if I'm wrong here, the goal is to enter retirement with confidence rather than any doubt or uncertainty, right?
Exactly. I mean, retirement can be, as I was saying, a little bit fearful with these new and exciting times. But at the same time, you want to have some confidence that you're going in there. Like, as you said, I joined the military. I went through boot camp. I made it through boot camp. That adds confidence that I can do this next 4 years. Or, well, I don't know what confidence comes with having a baby. Like you said, there's no instruction manual, but you know, you got to jump in with both feet forward on that one. So now we're three children in. So I think we're figuring it out as we go. But as it comes to retirement, you know, and what I've done with my life and the passion I have for helping retirees, I think it's very important that you work with somebody in retirement that is a fiduciary, that's working with your best interest, that understands the journey that is retirement, not just helps you accumulate, but also helps you with distribution and preservation. And I feel that person or team of people should also help you with the insurance world as well as the securities world, so you get the best of everything you need in retirement. And that's what we do here at Retirement Solutions Group.
All right. I want to get started here because we've got a lot to get to. So, Alan, what is the first question that you think people should be asking as they get nearer this transition to retirement?
Megan, the first question about retirement is a really fun one. It has to do with figuring out what's on your bucket list and then figuring out how you're going to achieve those bucket list items. And what I'm talking about is, as you go into retirement, do you want to, you know, have fun with it and start a new career? Or do you want to spoil the grandkids? Do you want to take up a new sport or take a sport that you've already love and spend more time on it? Are there certain places you want to visit? I mean, what does retirement look like for you? And when we meet with new couples and new individuals here at Retirement Solutions Group, it's often something that most people don't take the time to think about. Like, all their energy is towards retirement and creating income and, you know, fears of how long their money's going to last, those kind of things, which are normal. But nobody really takes the time. And I think it's probably because not as many people are asked the question, but what does retirement look like? What do you want it to look like for you? And where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And that's, like I said, have a lot of fun with that. Make a list, and then that becomes why you need a paycheck in retirement, why you need funds in retirement, so that you can do all those things that you have been putting off. I mean, these are supposed to be the golden years. So work with a financial professional and make those goals a reality. You know, as you're approaching retirement, you need to take all that information that you and all those dollars that you've collected over the years and figure out how to make it to and through retirement. Well, here at Retirement Solutions Group, we have created the Roundtable Retirement Process. And this process is designed to help you think of those things that you just don't think about as you come into retirement. See, retirement's new for a lot of people, and it's not something you do each and every day, but it is something that we help people with each and every day. So we'd like to use our experience to help you. And if you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show, we're going to put you frontline to our calendar, get you in to see one of our talented advisors to help you answer your questions, when to take Social Security, how to utilize those IRAs in the most tax-efficient manner, what to do about health insurance, should I even consider an annuity, are annuities right for me, that kind of thing. That's what our Roundtable Retirement Process is all about, and it starts with a phone call, 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. So be one of the first 10 callers today, and let's get started on the Roundtable Retirement Process, 913-685-9422.
And you can also find Alan online. I want to send you to his website. Go to retirerightkc.com. When you're there, you can register for his dinner workshops. These are great seminars, terrific educational events held right here in the KC Metro at fantastic restaurants. You get to meet Alan. You can learn more about his philosophy for retirement income. You can also meet other people getting close to this new phase of life called retirement. And, of course, enjoy a great meal. So get registered. Go to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. Alan, why do you think it's so important for people to just do some thinking in advance about how they envision their retirement?
Well, you know, two ideas come to mind there, Megan. One is, you know, if you're going to work off of a goal, let's say, you need to know what that goal is in retirement. So if you're going to retire and you want to accomplish certain things, a vacation home or, spending more time with the grandkids, starting a new business, just waking up and having purpose each day, then you need to visualize what that's going to be. The other is all of these activities, they cost money. So one of the biggest fears of retirees is running out of money. And if you're going to start new things or take on more activities, that could cost more funds. So you want to make sure that you have a game plan for that and know which dollars. I was just meeting with a couple last week. And it was real interesting, but it was real eye-opening to me because the gentleman stopped for a minute and I was just trying to look at him, try and figure out where he was at in his thought process. And he looked like he was getting choked up. And then he started speaking and he said, I beat cancer. I've been with my wife for, 30 years. And I never thought that I could accomplish what you're showing me on the board. He was in tears because once we put a plan together, he realized that all the work that he'd done for those 30 plus years is coming to fruition. He can now know that he has the confidence to retire. For some of us, working with a financial planner means, hey, I just want to know that I'm working on my own terms. And if I go to work tomorrow, I have the ability to leave that job and retire if I want to. Others want to know that they have the ability to retire at a certain point. So there's a lot of reasons to go see a financial professional. There's a lot of reasons to get your questions answered. And the biggest part of that is knowledge. Knowing is half the battle, so to speak. And you need to know how those dollars are going to work, what dollars to use at what time, and for what purpose. And working with the right financial firm can help you answer those questions.
Here's that number again at Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422. And they are conveniently located for you right in Overland Park at 435 and Metcalf. Alan, what's another important money-related question that you think people nearing retirement need to be asking themselves?
I think the biggest question that comes to mind is how long my money is going to last. And being one of the largest fears in retirement, that question comes up almost daily in my world, if not multiple times in a day. And I think it's a valid one, especially coming off of 2008 and the 2000s. In the last 8 or 9 years of the stock market, we've seen pretty good growth. And it's one of those times where you might get a false sense of confidence seeing, that long of a bull market. But we have to think back for a moment to 2000s, specifically like the 2001, 2002, 2003, 2008, 2009 time frames where the market took some major dips. Good thing about a dip is the market always comes back, right? Or it always has. And corrections can be good for us unless you're about to retire and that correction happens right before you retire. So as you look at a 10-year time span, the 2000s, a lot of people had to go back to work or had to change their planning. So it became kind of the tenure in the world that how long is my money going to last? The other side of that is if you're taking money from a decreasing asset, meaning you're spending it to live on, or you're being forced to take it because of required minimum distribution because it's inside your IRAs, that kind of thing. Either way, you're still taking money out of an asset that if it's all in the market and is exposed to risk and there's a correction, your money is dropping in value and you're withdrawing it at the same time. That's a double whammy that a lot of people can't come back from. So when we're talking about retirement and planning for it and worrying about running out of money, we've got to do some simple things. We've got to make a budget. We've got to look at things on that budget that honestly a lot of us don't think about, such as the vet bill, such as, you know, gas money and utilities. You know, those are probably a little more commonplace, but how much am I spending on the movies and clothing, credit card bills? There's just so many different topics that you have to look at. So we have a budget sheet that we hand out to people when they come in as part of our roundtable retirement process to get you to start thinking. Because are you spending more money in retirement or less? Well, everybody's unique in that question, and we want to make sure that we're addressing your unique situation, and you should be addressing those so that you have a better plan for retirement. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we love helping people. It's our passion in life. And we created our proprietary roundtable retirement process so that we could have a plan to help people have clear direction for retirement, where we're pulling money from to accomplish our paychecks and our playchecks so that we can have some confidence that we won't run out of retirement. If you want to know when to take your Social Security, how to utilize your pension, what you're supposed to do about health insurance, long-term care, what you're supposed to, or how to handle your required minimum distributions and your taxation on your dollars. These questions and many others, the best way to get those questions answered is to have a conversation with a qualified retirement planner that's a fiduciary and that can assist you not only to retirement, but through retirement. So be one of the first 10 callers on today's show at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Let's have you into the office, get your questions answered, or maybe you want to come out to one of our workshops. Either way, give us a phone call and we'll take care of you. 913-685-9422.
The next two money-related questions you should be asking yourself with retirement approaching have to do with magic numbers. Find out what those magic numbers are coming up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Retirement is full of decisions. Decisions you need to make before you actually retire. When should you take Social Security? Are you too heavily invested in the market? Have you saved enough? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments as they lead a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 30th or Thursday, February 1st at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Retirement Solutions Group, and RSG Investments are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Glad to have you with us today here for Retire Right. I'm joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. His phone number, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Well, today Alan is going over what we think are some of the most important questions to ask yourself as you approach retirement. And Alan, this next one, it seems pretty obvious to me, but I hear you say a lot of people tend to overlook it.
Yeah, well, let me visualize something for everybody. Remember those commercials on TV with the guy trimming the hedge and these numbers flying by? It's like, what's my number, right? I think Fidelity is the one that really specialized in those commercials. But having a number or, again, a goal to get to in retirement, you know, I think that's really important. Not an arbitrary number. That's the idea of having a budget and working with the planners to figure out what should that number really be. I mean, growing up, I always heard the idea of have $1 million. You live on $1 million, 5% a year, that's $50,000 a year plus Social Security. Truth is, most of us would do pretty good on that. But you know what? It's all relative to how much you're spending, what you're used to bringing in, because people that bring in more money usually spend more. Not always. Some people, you know, they don't, they spend more than they make, right? That's why the country has so much credit card debt. So to get to a point in life when you're only living on what you've created, you're not really bringing in more funds. I mean, I guess you could get a part-time job if that's part of your plan in retirement. But for the most part, living on what you've got to have a number and understand what that number means and how much you can draw off of your retirement plans to make it to and through retirement. So that's what we're talking about with that question of retirement is what is my number so that I can retire?
Okay, so is there, speaking of your number, is there any sort of round number that we should be shooting for?
Well, I think retirement and the dollars that we save are as independent as our own fingerprints or as unique. So I hate answering that question without having a conversation with somebody. And what I mean by that is I don't want somebody to listen to us on the radio and say, I've got to have $1 million because that's what Alan said. What I want to say is once we figure out your budget, and once you go through a process like the roundtable retirement process, and you know that you can pretty much plan on living on, say, 5% a year, and how your Social Security works or how your pension works, and know that those are set up right. Because after 20 years in this industry, I have seen things done incorrectly. Let me give you a quick example, Megan. I was helping a couple the other day, and they had introduced me to their brother-in-law. Now, their brother-in-law just lost his wife. And what had happened was the person who set up their annuities used the trust as the beneficiary. See, John had gone to the estate planning attorney, set up a trust, then went to an insurance person and bought an annuity and put his IRA in the annuity. Well, there's nothing wrong with that so far, if it's right for you. But what that insurance person did was said, okay, you want the trust as your beneficiary? Let me do that. Well, what happened was he gave up spousal privilege. So when the passing of the insured happened, the spouse didn't get the money, didn't get what was set up for them. What they ended up getting was a death benefit. So in other words, the annuities that most people use today are set up for income. And when you have a surviving spouse, you're setting that up so they have that guaranteed income for the rest of their life. Well, by making the trust a beneficiary, all of that benefit was lost. Something so simple as knowing how to set up beneficiaries, making sure things are correct, can have a huge ripple effect into your planning, into your retirement. So I want to just take this message really to heart and to all our listeners out there that you really, really want to work with somebody who is a fiduciary, who is duly licensed and understands how beneficiaries work, how insurance products work, how the securities work, so they can put that all together and help protect you from mistakes that people without the experience don't know that can happen. And it's big stuff, little things that can cause big problems. Most people in retirement have saved up 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, some form of tax-deferred or qualified plan. But the problem is in retirement, most of us don't know how to use those dollars in the most appropriate way. And a lot of us, we don't need those dollars in retirement. We just defer until forced distribution. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is not the best financial plan. Ignoring the inevitable, that's going to happen at some point. You're going to need to take that distribution. Why not take control of your tax situation? For all intents and purposes, taxes are on sale for the next 3 to 10 years. What do I mean by that? Is, you know, who knows what happens if we get somebody else in the Oval Office? Typically, when Congress makes rules, they go for a 10-year stretch. So we know that we have a tax plan in there that's giving us a discount on our taxes, but we don't know how long that's going to last. So get in with a financial professional and address your tax efficiency of your retirement plans. This is one of those pieces of our roundtable retirement process. So be one of the first 10 callers on today's show so you can get in and have a no cost, no obligation consultation and be part of a roundtable retirement review. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
And you can also go online. Alan has a great website for you. Simply visit retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. What questions should you be asking yourself before you retire? That's what we're talking about today with Alan. Now, questions like, how long am I going to live after retirement? Those are pretty hard to answer because we don't have complete control or knowledge of that. So, Alan, can you think of any significant questions that we should be asking that we do have some control over?
Well, I mean, the first one that comes to mind, and that is, do I actually have enough money to retire? You know, maybe I've set up this arbitrary number and I've hit it. Maybe I've done my budget, created my bucket list, but do I actually have enough money to do all those things and to make it last? And that's, you know, if you don't do this each and every day, that might be a very difficult question. But here at Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments, over 20 years I've been in this industry. There's members of my team that have been in the industry equally as long. So we have a lot of experience here on the team to assist you not only to retirement, but through retirement. So answering that question, something we do each and every day, and you should get answered because, you know, retiring, it can be expensive. I mean, do you need 100% of what you are earning each year in retirement offset for inflation, or do you only need 77%? I've heard lots of statistics out there, but here's the bottom line. You know, in retirement, you're not adding to your 401k. Hopefully, you're not paying as much in taxes because you're not paying the FICA and that kind of thing anymore at work. The insurances at work were term and they've stopped, so you don't have those expenses. Hopefully, Medicare is a little less expensive for you than the family plan. So there are some adjustments that we can look through when we're creating a budget. But in general, you know, if you're every day Saturday, you're actually spending more money, you could need more money in retirement than when you were working. But think of the number as your take-home pay, not what you earned, but what you actually kept. And then think, so when I'm saying you might need more, it's of what you kept, right? What you brought home each and every pay period. And that's what we want to create in our roundtable retirement process is some peace of mind, some understanding of where that money's coming from, and how much of that income do you want guaranteed? That's another big question. So you can figure out how much I can get in retirement, how much of it's guaranteed, and how long it's going to last.
Alan, when you're thinking about a target date for retiring, it sounds like you really want more of a soft target date than a hard and fast date, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in retirement, there's a lot of factors that can adjust for you. One is the market. I mean, what if you're planning on retiring on, you know, January 5th, 2019, and the market goes down in October, November of, you know, 2018? Well, that could potentially affect what you're doing for retirement. See, what we try and teach is that if you're within 5 years of retirement, it's like being on the 20-yard line on a football field. You don't want to throw the ball, you want to run the ball. I mean, you don't want anything that's going to take risk. So that's the time when you want to look at non-hardship and service transfers, which is the ability to pull money out of your 401k, which most companies allow you to do. Take that money under your control and look at vehicles that can help you to get through retirement, to provide you potentially guarantees if you're open to that, or to build it into a portfolio that you understand and you control. So there's a lot of options out there, but having that help and that assistance in retirement is so important. See, all these different pieces, they work so importantly together. I'll give you an example. I was meeting with a couple and they came in because they had an old life insurance policy that they had bought. They didn't know if they should keep adding money to it, and they did the math on it and they thought it might not be that best, that great of an investment. And, you know, we're on our fourth visit before they decide to hire us, which is, you know, which is fine. That's sometimes how the process goes. But in that first visit, they just, here's this problem child that we want to talk about. And I explained to the couple that, hey, that's great and we'll address that. But without looking how that affects all of your other pieces I wouldn't be doing my job as a fiduciary to just address it. Now, I'll look at it and see if it's the best deal out there, but how does it fit with everything else? For example, once they started bringing in their information and we got a clear picture of the whole situation, we found that they have an estate worth $2.5 million and $1.5 million of that sitting in IRAs with no tax plan. So the truth is that life insurance plan that they were worried about is such a small portion of the concern. It's what should they do about the required minimum distribution on that $1.5 million that currently is $50,000 a year and within a few years could be $100,000, $150,000 a year. That's a lot of tax liability, especially when one of those spouses dies. So we need to make sure that they have purpose to those dollars. They understand how it works in their tax plan. And once the couple started understanding that, it was a much easier decision to say, okay, we want you to take care of everything because we need to know how it all works together. So in retirement, knowing your number, figuring out how long the money is going to last, and then addressing all the little pieces to make sure they fit well together, that's what a true retirement plan is about. That's why here at Retirement Solutions Group, we created our roundtable retirement process so that you can get clear direction to and through retirement.
I want to share with you Alan's website. If you have questions, go to retirerightkc.com. I told you about his dinner workshops. He holds these all year long, but they do fill up quickly. So make sure you head over to that website to get registered. And Alan would love to have you. He's the host, and he'll tell you more about his philosophy on retiring successfully. You can share a great meal, get to know other people who are heading into retirement just like you. So go over to that website. It's retirerightkc.com. What can people expect to walk away from at those dinner workshops, Alan?
Well, Megan, you know, when a person comes into our workshop, it's kind of like Retire Right Radio Live. No PowerPoint, just a few members of my team, myself, answering questions with a whiteboard. And we really want to encourage you out there. I also want to encourage you to be one of the next 10 callers on today's show, because I want to give you front space on our calendar so that you can come in and take part of our roundtable retirement process. What we're talking about today on the show is all kinds of important questions to ask yourself as you get prepared for retirement. But the best way to actually know if you're ready for retirement is to have that no cost, no obligation analysis and bring in your information so we're addressing your unique and individual situation for your family or yourself. That all starts with a phone call, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. New year, new you. Come in and see us, 913-685-9422.
Well, every major life transition comes with big unanswered questions, and there's no doubt that's true for retirement, too. So today, Alan is helping you bring your retirement into focus by going over some of the most important questions to ask yourself before making the leap. We continue that conversation up next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network alongside Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you want to set a strategy session with Alan to begin planning and discussing your retirement, call today, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. We're talking today about questions to ask yourself before you retire so you can have confidence that you'll reach your retirement goals. And we've spent a lot of time so far, Alan, talking about figuring out how much income you'll need during retirement. So what are some of the common expenses that people fail to include when they're trying to calculate that rough estimate?
Well, when we're talking about retirement, you know, there's a lot of expenses out there. You know, we have our house-related expenses like the maintenance and upkeep, utilities, even taxes. But then we have our discretionary expenses. That's what I like to refer to as our paycheck. We're talking about there is travel. I mean, are we going on a Rhine River cruise at $20,000, or are we just taking, you know, the next available cruise out in the Caribbean for $3,500? We have to know what we are expecting to spend because we're looking at our taxation. We're looking at how long our money is going to last. You know, there's membership dues and clubs and hobbies and golf times and teas and all kinds of stuff, right? So getting ready for retirement, there's so many pieces that are involved. I mean, when I wrote my book and I had to figure out a title and the topics, I was really looking at it and I was thinking, you know, everybody comes in and asks the question, how much can I make in retirement? Well, that really centers around return on investment. But the real question people are wanting to know the answer to is, how reliable is my income? So what's the reliability of income? And I feel that's the true meaning of ROI in the golden year. So the title of my book is exactly what I just said, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, the True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. I think that everybody should read that book, and I feel so strongly about it. I'm going to provide it to the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422 because I want to get that book out to you so you can start switching your mind to the idea of retirement. Because as a retirement planner, financial advisors, we specialize some in the accumulation phase, some in the preservation or distribution. And if we're transitioning to retirement, we want to look at the preservation and distribution. So that's why we created the five-star roundtable retirement plan that covers income planning, investment planning, tax efficiency, legacy, and healthcare. Five areas that everybody wants the answers to in retirement. So I encourage you to pick up that book, have a read, and come in and visit with us.
Alan, you know, as we're looking at this and your experience with retirees, do you see their expenses tend to be higher, lower, or are they typically the same during retirement compared to before retirement when they were working?
Yeah, Megan, in retirement, we have to look at our income as what our take-home pay was when we were working, and then decide, are we going to need more or less in retirement? There's a lot of opinions on this and a lot of schools of thought, but you know, in retirement, you're not putting money into some of those employee plans, your 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, into the health insurance at work, into your HSAs, things like that. So you'll need less money potentially because you're not saving for the future anymore. You're doing just the opposite. You're spending that money. So where you should be focusing in retirement is how long that money is going to last and how efficient is the investments you've chosen and how much risk do you have on those investments so that you can create a volatility-controlled retirement plan. Maybe that includes using some guarantees. Maybe that includes using some risk and speculation or a combination thereof. But in retirement, you should be looking at somewhere around the same dollars coming in as you did when you were working. Here's the thing that I find, though, is many people discount those IRAs. They don't understand the taxation of them, and they don't understand they have to have forced distribution. But the biggest problem is a lot of retirees are so used to saving, right, that they don't like the idea of spending and watching their monies actually go down. So it is a mind shift, and it's hard and difficult for a lot of people, but that's okay. There's help with that, and we're here to help you with that. So if you're listening to today's show and you're thinking, you know what, why have we not gotten with somebody that understands the journey that is retirement, that somebody that understands the insurance world and the securities world? I mean, yeah, maybe we're working someone that we have a great relationship with, but are they the right person to get you to and through retirement? I'm sure there's questions you want to get answered to. So pick up the phone and give us a call. Come be a part of the roundtable retirement process. There's no cost, there's no obligation, but you can only get it in one place, and that's at Retirement Solutions Group off 435 in Metcalf. So come in and see us, 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422.
Alan's website, you can visit retirerightkc.com for more information. That's retirerightkc.com. Alan, staying on the monthly retirement income thought just for a moment here. Once you know the expenses, then isn't it just a matter of figuring out where that income is going to come from?
That's a pretty simple approach to it. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, but it takes experience to understand what are my options, right? So if you're going to take income, where are you going to place it to get that income from? Does that make sense? So we call it a bucket approach here, where we want to put a bucket aside for our tax deferred vehicles, for our tax free vehicles, for our taxable, and then figure out how much do we need on a monthly or annual basis. And then based on the taxation of those dollars, which to pull from first and where. And sometimes it's a matter of what you need to live on or you want to live on. Sometimes it's what you're forced to take, right? If you have a required minimum distribution, even though you don't need the money, you still have to take it. I was just talking to one of our clients just the other day, and she got a little held up on this conversation. So I made it real simple. You're taking money out of the right hand, out of your IRA. You're paying the taxes on it and putting it in the left-hand pocket. So you're just taking it out of the qualified bucket, put it in the non-qualified bucket if you don't have a purpose for it. So everybody's a little different. Some people need that money to live on. Some people are taking in too much money. They're never going to spend it. So based on what you as a family need, that's where a financial advisor can assist in helping you understand where you're going to pull those dollars from and why. Because we're talking about things like Social Security, qualified retirement plans such as IRA and employer-based 401k, or a Roth IRA, a pension plan if you're lucky to have one of those, investment portfolios that may provide income through, you know, systematic scale of assets like stock holdings, dividend payments, or maybe you're looking at annuity contracts. There are so many annuities out there, making sure they're set up correctly, making sure your beneficiaries on all of your accounts are set up correctly. About 10 years ago, I had a young lady come in here. Her dad just passed away, had about $400,000 in his IRA, all earmarked to go to her. She got 200 of it. Why? Because one of his IRAs was set up, I should say 401k because it was at his job, was set up as the estate as the beneficiary. Well, IRAs and 401ks pass directly to your family. They do not go to the creditors unless you put estate as the beneficiary. One of these unknown, you know, situations cost that young lady over $200,000 of her dad's hard-earned money that he wanted to go to her. These things can be avoided by going through a review and an analysis by somebody who sees it each and every day and knows the situations and pitfalls to avoid. What we want you to do is to have the knowledge and the tools to avoid those situations. That's why we created the Roundtable Retirement Process. That's why we invite you to come in so you know what you need to get to and through retirement.
So, Alan, with some income sources like a pension, Social Security, I mean, you really know what you're going to get when you're going to get it. But then there are other sources, right? And the how much with those sources, that's subject to change. Am I correct?
You are. And that's where what we like to talk to people about in retirement is how much do you want guaranteed? Sometimes I ask that question at a workshop and people just look at me like I'm crazy and say, well, all of it. Others, you know, they can afford some risk or they understand the market and they don't mind the risk, you know. And so I always ask somebody, you know, if we added $200,000 to your portfolio, how's that going to change your life? But if we subtracted $200,000 from your portfolio, how's that going to change your life? And for most people, they are who they are. And if they're on the verge of retirement or already there, you know, adding $200,000 to the portfolio, it's nice, but it's not going to change your lifestyle, right? But subtracting it, not only does it hurt or sting a little bit, for some of us, it could change our retirement. It could force us to go back to work, prevent us from potentially retiring. So sometimes understanding what your options are in retirement, guaranteed versus non-guaranteed, how risky your portfolio should be. I was talking to one gentleman, had all his money in Amazon and Apple. Well, those are two great companies that have been doing very well this last few years, but there's moments when they're not. And what happens if something changes and all of a sudden those stocks drop in half? Well, his $1 million retirement is going to be worth $500,000 overnight. Is it worth that at this point in his life? And that's the question that only he could answer. What I'm talking about is making sure you understand what the risk is on the dollars you have in retirement. So you know that if you're pulling that money to live on, can you depend on it? So guaranteed versus non-guaranteed. That's what I'm talking about.
So then what about Social Security, Alan? That plays a role in someone's income strategy. Is there a way we could maybe maximize our Social Security benefits?
Absolutely. I was just actually talking to my dad yesterday, and he had was looking on his Facebook and saw some ad to go to a workshop and said, hey, son, hey, Alan, what do I need to know about Social Security? And I just looked at him. I said, Dad, you're 73 years old. You've been on Social Security for years. You can't change it. There's nothing you need to know. So understand Social Security is a decision you get to make once and you can't change. Okay. So that's how it's very important to make the right decision the first time. There's about 250 choices out there on when you can choose Social Security. But let's simplify that a little bit. If you have the ability to take it at 62 through 70, there's 12 months in a year, right? That's 8 years. Okay, there's a lot of the options there is every month is an option, right? There's, you know, taking your spouse's benefit, taking yours. If you take one, you may not be able to take yours later. There's so many options that come into that. But Social Security needs to be established as a income stream in retirement because it's one that you should be able to depend on and be there for the rest of your life and potentially your spouse's life because your spouse is entitled to the higher of the two. So we don't want to overlook Social Security. That's why it's part of the discussion when we talk to you about your roundtable retirement review. I want to offer that the next 10 callers on today's show will be able to have a roundtable retirement review at absolutely no cost, no obligation, and get front of the line to our calendar. So pick up the phone at 913-685-9422. Let's find out if an annuity is right for you, if you're taking the options right on your pension, if you've set up Social Security correctly, what you're going to do for health insurance, your tax deferred accounts and tax efficiency. So many different questions, so many different answers out there, and we want to get those answers to you. Give us a call, 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422.
There are a lot of things you can't control in retirement, even though they'll have a direct impact on you. Find out how to address issues like market volatility and healthcare. Alan has that for you coming up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Retirement is full of decisions. Decisions you need to make before you actually retire. When should you take Social Security? Are you too heavily invested in the market? Have you saved enough? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments as they lead a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 30th, or Thursday, February 1st at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Retirement Solutions Group, and RSG Investments are not affiliated companies.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, joined by Alan Becker, and we're glad to have you with us here on the show. As we roll along, I want to make sure you have Alan's phone number if you have questions for him. Be sure to dial 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422, and you're always welcome to log on to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. Here on our show today, we've been discussing important retirement questions that you should be pondering well before you actually retire. And it seems like we've got a lot to cover here still, Alan, so we'll get right to it. I want to discuss market volatility and healthcare. Those are two biggies. How do you think people should be thinking about those or discussing those topics when they're planning for retirement?
Well, let's separate them out. The first one you said is stock market volatility. You know, volatility is part of the market. If you're going to be in the market, you have to understand that markets don't always go up. So when we do an analysis with somebody when they first come in, we always ask them a weird question, which is how much can you afford to lose, or how much are you willing to lose instead of how much do you want to make? Because nobody's going to limit you on how much you can make them, but they're going to limit you or eliminate you, I guess, on how much you lose them, right? So we want to figure out what our parameters are up front for that household. And what I'm talking about there is if the market, let's say you got, you know, 100,000 in the market, can you afford to lose 10,000, 5,000, 2,000, or 50,000, right? What's your uncle point? You know, I have two older brothers. And I remember growing up, you know, my older brothers like to put my arm behind my back till I screamed uncle. And so that's what we like to do with a portfolio. Stress test it, figure out how much risk you can take. Because a retirement should be institutionally managed, volatility controlled, rebalanced regularly, and you should understand how the income or yield of that portfolio is derived and how much risk is on that portfolio. So having an analysis of your current situation to see what your fee exposure, your overlap, I think is invaluable and something that most people don't know how to run themselves. And that's something we do for people at no cost and no obligation. So the first topic there, obviously, market volatility. It can't be avoided, but I believe it can be somewhat controlled, but not eliminated if you're going to be in the market. The other topic that you asked about, Megan, was healthcare. Well, I'd say the first solution there is to have somebody to talk to about healthcare. And I think it's beneficial that if your financial planner is also licensed in insurance, that they would have the knowledge to help you with, you know, all types of healthcare concerns, long-term care for one, health insurance, Medicare versus Medicare Advantage, prescription drug plans. Well, that just so happens to be one of our core concerns here at Retirement Solutions Group. And we do hold insurance licenses and we are a broker for health plans so that we can assist people with health insurance concerns, long-term care concerns in retirement. So the answer to that is you got to address it. You got to hit it head on, but you got to be talking to somebody that understands it, right? You've probably heard me tell this story before if you've listened to our show in the past, which is I have a 100-year-old grandma, Grandma Helen. She's almost 101. So we're looking at her 101st birthday in March of this year. And she went to her trusted advisor back when I was still in high school and asked him if he should buy long-term care. And she said, no. The problem with that is the financial advisor she spoke to wasn't insurance licensed, wasn't licensed to offer, talk to her or anything to do with long-term care insurance. But yet they had no problem answering that question. So my family has been spending over $500,000 over the last 8 years to take care of grandma in a nursing home, in memory care, but we have no recourse on that. So what's my point is to make sure you're getting advice from the right person, somebody who's licensed and can be held accountable for the topics and conversation, for the solutions you need.
Okay. So Alan, and I'm glad you shared that about your, is it Grandma Helen?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad you shared that. I'm sure other people dealing with that as well. And
I want to. Not fun for anybody.
No, not fun. But it's something that affects a lot of families. So if you have Absolutely. This going on with your own situation with a family member, I want to give you Alan's phone number. And I know he'd be happy to sit down with you and just work out some options. 913-685-9422. And also help you get prepared to prevent some things like this. 913-685-9422. I want to switch gears now and talk about the stock market because, boy, the market is just. How would you describe this besides incredible?
It is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
We went through a government shutdown and the market went up. I mean,
yes.
We're some unprecedented, crazy times right now.
That's how I feel. And I know a lot of investors out there, I think a lot of people are excited and, you know, they're encouraged, but they're also a little nervous because you don't know what's going to happen. I think a lot of people are bracing for perhaps a correction. So
absolutely.
I want to talk about ways to do that. How can we use the smartest financial tools at our disposal right now to kind of insulate ourselves? I don't know if that's the right word to use, or even protect ourselves in some way from a possible market correction.
Well, I think first off, you need to be cautiously optimistic, right? Mm. You need to go into it thinking, look, there's a lot of opportunity sitting on the sideline isn't going to help me, but how do I make money and also, you know, be cautiously optimistic? How do I protect the downside? So there's a couple reasons why this is important. The number one fear of retirees is running out of money. And that was the number one fear when life expectancy was in the 70s. Well, we've had another census. They've redone the data. And now the average life expectancy is mid 80s, male and female. But you still have a 50% chance if you're 65 now, living to 92. You have a 25% chance you'll live to 98. So we're only talking about averages when I say 80. So running out of money, fear of the market, yeah, it's realistic and it should be. But is there a solution to these longevity concerns? Absolutely. And as we're just talking about Grandma Helen, you know, a backup plan of covering the long-term care concerns. One thing that I would say shouldn't be overlooked is the idea of an annuity, a fixed indexed annuity or a fixed annuity. And I was talking to one of our clients, a great client, and tells me she listens to the show all the time. So I want to say, hi, Lillian, if you're listening. One of the topics we were discussing the other day is so many people out there, even on the radio, say, stay away from annuities. Don't buy an annuity under any circumstances. Well, here's my rebuttal to that. We're talking about a $200 billion industry and a lot of very satisfied people that understand the value of annuities. I would not talk to any advisor, person or otherwise, that would ever tell you absolutely stay away from anything. The question should be, why should I use it or not use it? What's the advantages and disadvantages? And then let you make a decision. If somebody's telling you to stay away from something that's a very viable solution potentially, what's their motivation? Might it be that they don't offer it, they're not licensed in it, that the institution they serve is actually the company that has the name on the door, not the client sitting in front of them? I mean, that seems more realistic. I always ask people at the seminar, so let me ask you, Megan. A lot of financial advisors out there will tell you, don't spend your principal. I mean, why would an advisor ever say that?
Maybe so you don't run out?
You know, I always hear that as one of the options. There's two answers to that question. There's the pessimistic answer and the optimistic answer. And that's the optimistic one. Like, so you don't run out of money. But the truth is, the number one fear of retirees is running out of money. And most likely, if you live a long time, you will spend through it. So that takes me to the other answer, which is they're making money off of your portfolio. And if you spend your principal, you're spending their retirement, not yours. So I think it's really important to understand the motivation of the person or persons you're talking to know why they're making that recommendation. So annuities, fixed index, give you the ability to get the gains of the market, fixed index do, without the risk of losing any principal. And for many of us, as we transition into retirement, that's fantastic. And once you've taken the opportunity to see what's available, many people take advantage of annuities. Are they right for everybody? Absolutely not. But are they right for many of us? Yes, they are. It just depends on how much risk that you are willing to take in your retirement and how much of your retirement you want guaranteed. And for those of you out there that don't think you can qualify for traditional long-term care insurance or don't think you can qualify for traditional life insurance plans, I'm here to tell you that annuities out there, some of them have riders that cover long-term care or long-term care concerns without any health questions. So there's a lot of reasons to look at the plans. One of them is paying you when you're out of money. Some of them even have increasing incomes, so they keep up with inflation. But bottom line is, talk to somebody that understands the products so that you can know if it will help you achieve your goals.
Alan's phone number, if you have questions or if you'd like to sit down with him to begin planning for retirement, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. We've talked about a lot of important things today, Alan. I really think a lot of these questions are weighty and they're important, and it comes down to finding the right help, finding the right person that has the knowledge, experience, is looking out for your best interest, someone essentially you can trust, right?
Absolutely, but trust, it's earned, not just given. And I think that's where a lot of people fall short. They're looking for one of these big box houses that are, you know, the UBSs and the Morgan Stanleys and whatnot, that, you know, household names, if you will. You see those names and you go, okay, well, they got to have my best interest in heart. Well, the truth is, just like the guy that graduates last in medical class is still named doctor, you don't know what you're getting until you've met with them and understand their history and, you know, just have an open conversation. But you can understand what that person or persons is licensed in and what solutions that they offer and can assist you with, such as the tax efficiency. Will they tell you and work with you on a form of tax planning in the sense of the taxation of your distributions and how much you should take so that you don't miss your required minimum distribution and that you're maximizing your tax brackets and you're doing what's best for you? Are they helping you answer the questions about your health insurance? This day and age, it's so important to have that understanding as you want to enter into retirement so you can make it to and through retirement. So that duly licensed insurance and securities licensed fiduciary is, I think, second to none. That is what's so important. That's why we created Retirement Solutions Group, and that's why we created the Roundtable Retirement Process. So as always, we want to invite you into our office on a one-on-one to get your questions answered. That starts with a phone call. We use your numbers, your situation, so that we can help you not only to retirement, but through retirement. That phone number is 913-685-9422. Again, 913-685-9422. So pick up the phone, call us today, come in and see us. Look forward to that first visit, 913-685-9422.
Call now to get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Retirement Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.